Catherine Tait joins us, having come straight from Melbourne Airport via... Now, let me give you the... we've just got the travel of way there. Yeah. So, Florida, Miami, Florida.
Florida. Well, Orlando, actually. Happiest Orlando. Place on earth.
Yeah. Yes.
Orlando, London. London, Abu Dhabi. Abu Dhabi, Melbourne. I believe that's where I am.
Okay, nice. Well, thank you very much for coming straight in to us. We appreciate that.
I better give a full introduction. Okay. Catherine Tait is in from the Catherine Tait Show, but in London, nominated for International Emmy, 7 BAFTA Awards, has played Donna Noble in Doctor Who, BBC's global hit, of course, and Nellie Bertram in the US version of The Office, and regarded by many, including Will Anderson, a very good judge of these things, as one of the foremost stand-up comedians in the world at the moment. Catherine, welcome. No, that's
Thank
a big
you pump, very huh? much. Wow.
Well, you're doing your very first ever live tour of Australia,
I am.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, that's really exciting because people, like, I mean, obviously have seen heaps of your work in the media, yeah. but, like, what's that translating it onto stage in front of a huge crowd? Like, what's that like?
It's the best. It's the best feeling ever. I mean, I guess you know as well, you know, live performing is my absolute favourite thing to do. But it was a bit of a gamble. We did it in the UK, and there's that thing you think, oh, I don't know, is anyone going to... I'm going to come. I'm going to remember, and it was such a brilliant experience because a lot of it is not a lot of it, but there's a fair bit of it that has a bit of audience participation. So it's really completely different every night, and it just keeps you on your toes. I love it.
Catherine, the show is at the Palais Theatre in St Kilda, Thursday, 15th of November. So I've got a little bit of while yet to get to that one. Tickets going to sell 11 o'clock this Friday, which is why you're out on the promotional tour.
Yeah.
So coming live to Australia this year for the very first time. Great time of year after the Melbourne Cup.
Yep.
There's a bit of a gap there before we get into our Christmas holidays.
Yes.
Perfect opportunity. I reckon it's a great opportunity for businesses, particularly small businesses. Go and have a great night out without all the dramas of the Christmas party and go and see Catherine Tait and go there and have something beforehand in St Kilda. Go to the big night out and have a ribbon.
This is a good thing about Ed. Ed will plan people's whole night
great.
Out.
That's it. I'll look after everyone, Catherine.
Fill your Christmas stockings with me, people.
That's it. Exactly. Hey, Catherine, tell us about the show itself, and do you touch on the other elements of your career, whether it be The Office or Doctor Who?
Oh, what, in the show?
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's a complete character show. It's all sketches.
Yeah.
It's not you know, stand-up or anecdotal or anything like that. It's a real fast ride. It's all dependent on having brilliant, quick change costume artists backstage to cover the changes.
Oh, really? So
yeah.
Tell us about that, because I've always been fascinated when I see shows where people like have to be off stage because it's you, right?
Absolutely.
And you have to be changed into this complete different character. How does that work?
Well, the thing is, how it worked was when we started doing it in the rehearsals, you know, the changes were taking like 3 minutes, and I'm like, we can't do it. And you simply think this will never, ever happen. And suddenly it's just practice. It's absolutely practice. You know, you've got often you're kind of underdressed with lots of different
like a
costumes.
Babushka doll.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
And then they just rip it off, put 1 week off, take 1 week off, and they sort of push you out on stage. But it's a real crazy, crazy experience backstage. Backstage, there's a whole different show going on, you know.
At the front, they're going, gee, she's working hard. She dropped 5 kilos over
exactly.
the course of the show.
Yeah, she's really slimmed down since the interval.
Hey, Catherine, and some of your characters have broken through and become part of the social zeitgeist, haven't they? Some of the catchphrases. It's great these days because so many people see your work, whether it's on YouTube or various places. Opens right up because the old days here in Australia, every British comic was on Australian television
right.
more than they were in Britain.
Right,
and So we grew up with everyone from, you know, Benny Hill going right through to the two Ronnies.
Are You Being Served and things
Are
like
you
that.
Are You Being Served, Dad's Army, Ain't Half Hot
right.
Mum,
yeah.
You know, the Kenny Everett Show, The Goodies in the afternoon.
Yeah.
The Goodies was bigger in Australia than it was in the
really?
UK.
Yeah, because I remember it being a slight... It was when I was a kid and I remember thinking, who are these strange people, you know, that get on a bike and fall over? And it was just not quite landing there, you know. But they were well ahead of their time,
I remember
they?
As a kid watching and thinking, Eric Oddie, yes, he is.
Yep.
Yeah. they are very odd, these guys.
Can I ask you this? What's it like when one of your catchphrases, because this is an interesting thing when these things become, you know, so popular that people... like, you must have been in countries where they don't even really speak the language, but people know your catchphrases.
It's a very strange thing. And the strangest thing was where I never expected to break through was South Korea. Right. And places like Iceland, right. You know. Yeah. It's so strange, but it's so right what you say about the internet. It just makes everything so much smaller. And I can be somewhere like... Like recently, I was in Ohio, I was in Columbus, Ohio, and a couple of kind of sort of elderly, you know, very straight-laced, what looked like couple came up to me with T-shirts with completely expletive phrases on it from my Nan character. Mm. And I just said, how do you... even understand what I'm saying, you know, how do you know who I am? And they're like, we love Nan, we love her. And it is crazy, you know, it's really strange that suddenly something catches on and then it runs away with a life of its own.
And it's great that it's catching on in America as well, because in the old days it didn't translate the English comedy to America. But these days, of course, the Americans are far more open to knocking
really?
Off ideas.
Yes, really true. Really true. No, it's really true. And I think there was always this thing that Australian humour was probably much more akin to British humour.
Yeah.
And the Americans really kind of didn't get us. But it's really changing now.
Catherine, I'm quite emotional.
Yeah.
Because I've been, look, this is a story I've heard for a very long time. I have a dear friend in comedy. He's a dear friend of everybody here at this network, Anthony Limo Lehman.
Right.
And for years, you know, he's been following your success because there was a time where he was over in the UK in London doing stand-up comedy, and he has dined out for a while on the story of the really? Fact that perhaps at some stage during that time that the two of you had, you know, as Eddie put it so nicely before... held hands.
That's it.
And so every time you've had a moment of success, yeah. you know, it's been another opportunity for him to tell the hand-holding story.
Okay.
And over your career, you've had a lot of success. So we've heard this story.
It's been a lot of dinners.
Right. You know, if you just faded away, we probably wouldn't have heard it a lot. But we've heard it a lot, which is a great sign about your career. But I need to get to the bottom of this story.
Well, here's the thing. Let me put this in the framework for you. So when we booked this promo tour, my agent called me and said, just to let you know, there are some of the presenters on the radio and TV shows that know Andrew Lehman.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Now, Andrew Lehman, the name Andrew Lehman means nothing to me.
No.
Nothing to
sure.
me. And so I said, oh, okay. And they said, and they're probably going to ask about him. So I'm thinking, is this just like some egomaniacal host who you've got to gen up on, and he gets there and you go, you know, hi, and he goes, right, so what do you know about me? You know, I said, I don't know anyone called Andrew Lehman. He said, listen, I don't need to know what happened, but you need to be prepared for this. And I'm saying, could you please find out who Andrew Lehman is? Because yeah. I don't know who Andrew Lehman is.
Uh-huh.
And they said, well, we think there's perhaps a little bit of history. Mm. And I said... no, I'm absolutely certain I don't know anyone called Andrew Lehman. And then it suddenly, they said, oh, he was a stand-up from Australia. And I realised, I texted back and I said, do you mean someone called Anthony who would also go by the name of Limo? And they said, yeah. And I said, oh, OK. I mean, I don't think I could pick him up in a lineup now, yeah. you know. I'm not quite sure. But for sure, let's carry on with this reunion, you know. And then I realised, yes, of course I knew him. Yes, we certainly met. And I also remember when my show started, doing a down the line interview because the show was going out in Australia,
yes.
and he was one of the presenters on the radio
yes,
show.
He was,
and his friends were going, "Do you remember him? Do you remember him?" I said, yep. "Remember him? He left me standing there with just the sonogram in my hand." Because he was like, we heard you've had a baby. And I was like, yeah. No, I'm obviously joking.
Well, Limo's had some success of his own in this country, but it's good to know that every time he's had a bit of a success, you haven't been telling the story.
No, but I will now, because I didn't know, because obviously I was following the wrong guy. I keep bragging about Andrew Lehman, so... But it was... very lovely to see him. Please ask him to wear a red carnation so I know who he is.
He's the bloke at the stage door with a dozen of them.
No, I'm joking. Of course
brilliant.
I remember him.
So you do not. And I love it. Catherine Tate, you've got to go and see her show. Thank you so much
for
coming in.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate also that you came essentially straight from the airport to be on the show this morning. So thank you so much and best of luck with these shows. Ed, they're going to sell out immediately. Yeah. So get around them and go and see Catherine Tate live.
Absolutely. You'll be able to see such characters as Lauren Cooper, the Cockney grandmother, Nan Taylor, which is taking Ohio by storm, Derek, and many, many more. And as you can tell from Catherine, just one of the great comics and a great personality. Thank you for spending
Thank
time with
so
us this
much.
Morning,
Thank
Catherine.
Thank you. Thank you.
Again, Palais Theatre, Thursday, November 15. Tickets go on sale 11 o'clock this Friday. I really recommend if you want to do something a little bit different, after post the Melbourne Cup, running into Christmas, a really good opportunity to do something great. Tickettech.com.au.